The following essay was originally aired in 2003. You're listening to The Natural World. I'm John Cooney. Journal entry, May 17th, 11:15 a.m. Jackson Bottom Wetlands Preserve, Tualatin River Watershed. A rivulet cuts its way through the dense riparian tangle just below this small wooden viewing platform. The torrent heaves and splashes down its steep, narrow channel and gently merges with the gray-green meandering waters of the Tualatin River. The inflow is clean and clear, having been slowly purified by its passage through the wetlands. Bogs, marshes, ponds, estuaries, wet meadows, mudflats, bottomland forests, and wooded swamps collect and hold water, distilling it as it passes slowly through the lush, diverse wetland ecosystems. These natural biological filters were once much more widespread throughout the Willamette Valley. Aboriginal people used the rich bottomlands to gather food and hunt. Waterfowl passed through in great numbers. Early European settlers found the wetlands to be dangerous places with little economic value. They considered them wastelands and routinely ditched and drained them to make way for agriculture. Here at Jackson Bottom, settlers brought cattle to graze on native vegetation. This disturbance created ideal conditions for invasive, exotic, weedy plants, which quickly overwhelmed the landscape. For many years, the formerly pristine wetlands were used for the disposal of cannery wastes and construction debris. In the 1970s, people began to reestablish the wetlands and improve Jackson Bottom. A 710-acre preserve was created within the city limits of Hillsboro. Regular winter floodwaters are supplemented in the summer with secondarily treated wastewater. The concentration of nutrients, particularly phosphorus, would be harmful if dumped directly into the river, but the marsh absorbs nutrients, allowing pure, clean water to flow into the Tualatin. Cold rain showers intermixed with periods of sunshine cast a dramatic mood over the marsh. Cottony white anvil-shaped clouds contrast with shadowy black sheets of falling rain. Channels of standing water surround contoured hills covered in bright green reed canary grass. Snags and wooden poles are intentionally placed throughout the marsh. Each of them is equipped with several small birdhouses, allowing hundreds of tree swallows to reproduce. The bitingly cold weather is keeping these birds close to the tempering waters of the marsh and its surprisingly active insect population. A hooded merganser dives for fish while a cinnamon teal dabbles in the grassy shallows near a pair of mallards. A red-winged blackbird calls from a bleached snag, pausing every few minutes to chase rivals away from its territory. New, delicate yellow-green Oregon ash leaves droop down with their inconspicuous flowers. Nootka roses are beginning to unfold, infusing this predominantly green world with spots of flamboyant pink and yellow. An aggregation of spiny blue, orange, and black tent caterpillars cling together in a silky nest on one of the rose's forked branches. Fringe cups line the shady path, suspending fragrant, lacy flowers from long, airy stalks. A black bumblebee with a striking yellow band around its fat, hairy abdomen nuzzles into a cascara bush's greenish-yellow flower clusters. Behind me, tree swallows are trying to chase a pair of brown-headed cowbirds away from their nesting box. Cowbirds are brood parasites. They displace other birds by laying eggs in their nests and leaving them to be raised by gullibly dutiful parents. A mourning dove calls plaintively against the piercing song of a nearby black-headed grosbeak. A pair of bush tits takes a deceptively roundabout path into their hanging lichen and spider silk nest. Wads of insects fill their bills. The high-pitched calls of greedy hatchlings signal their approach. Due to county budget cuts, the Friends of Zumwalt Park have taken responsibility for the maintenance of the Peninsular Park on the south shore of Fern Ridge Reservoir. They would like to invite the community to help mow, weed, and prune on Saturday, May 30th at 9 a.m. at the park. Enter off of Jeans Road in Veneta. Please bring mowers and tools. gas, and diesel will be provided. For more information, call Kat Niebel at 935-0406 or check out the website friendsofzumwaltpark.org. If you have sightings or events you would like to report or suggestions of areas you would like to see profiled, you can send me email at John Cooney, that's John with an H, C-O-O-N-E-Y at msn.com.